bother your
rodents.
Chickens or any other term you might use.
Can't think of anything.
Owls
so just
and skunks and squirrels and maybe coyotes.
Pests.
How about the term varmints?
Well, I'm sure that's a popular term. I've never used it.
What do you call that little lizard with the horns on his head?
Horned toad.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes horny toad.
Mm-hmm. And the great big old frog that makes a loud noise.
Little frog.
Mm-hmm. How about those little green ones that make such a racket? Little bitty fellas.
They're just frogs.
What do you call the one that's like a frog but supposed to cause warts?
Toad.
Mm-hmm. What's a popular pastime here by the lake?
The boating.
Kids, yeah.
Boating, fishing.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a line with, oh, maybe 50 or 60 hooks on it suspended beneath it?
Trot line.
Mm-hmm. And what would you put on these hooks?
Bait.
Any particular kinds?
Liver, possibly, shrimp, possibly minnows.
Mm-hmm. How about these little animals that swim backwards? Live in the water?
Crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
They scare me.
Scare me too. They've got some pretty vicious pinches.
Yeah.
And they've got a tail that can really flip, too. what could they dig up in the backyard to use?
Worms.
Any special kinds?
Oh, just angleworms.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call that, let's say you were out at the lake, and you saw one of these things with a shell on his back.
Turtle?
Mm-hmm. What if he was in a pasture? What would he be?
He would probably be a, terrapin.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that fly with the two sets of wings that flies around the
dragonfly?
Mm-hmm. And if you saw a boy coming back from the lake with his fishing pole, what would you ask him?
Did you catch anything?
Mm-hmm. What would he say? Let's say you had three or four there. These are the ones I've... Four was the most I...